This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Yesterday was 98Q Country's Day of Giving, where we here at the radio station teamed up with you, the community, to help raise money for His House of Hope over in Phillips. It was a day full of fun with everyone performing at their very best, and the total raised far exceeding the set $20,000 goal.
Day of Giving here, and what a day it has been for His House of Hope. And we have some pretty good news here for everybody. We have officially, Pastor Jason and Robert, we have officially hit the $20,000 mark.
Yeah! Woo!
That's a good day.
We might have went flying by it actually a little bit.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just what an incredible day today. We've done this many years, and 8 to 10 is usually our goal in that range. But I think people are grasping the need for His House of Hope. I think they're realizing the good work that's being done, and a lot of people have are hearing about it, getting formed about it. Thank you, Ken Thomas. We were already over. Jeff Gosney sent us over, and then Ken Thomas said, "Well, I'll throw in another 500 just to make sure, just to make sure there's a little wiggle room there, just in case of clerical errors or something." With the matching funds, of course, we're looking at about 32,000 plus for His House of Hope. And Pastor Jason, going into today, that was kind of a pipe dream, wasn't it, actually? I'll be honest with you. It was for me, that's for sure.
When we first sat down, and you're like, hey, I think we can probably get to $8,000. I'm like, whoa, $8,000, that's going to be so helpful. And now at the end of the day, here we are over $32,000. Man, this proves how great our community is, how loving, how compassionate, how generous our people are. Again, Northwoods, you guys knocked out of the park today. I could not be happier.
Yeah, it's so encouraging, and I think it's encouraging, Robert, for anybody who's involved with His House of Hope to know that the community support like this is there. It's so encouraging.
After the broadcast, that total was raised to over $37,000 thanks to last-minute donations. Thank you to everyone who opened your hearts to help support this great local nonprofit. During this Teen Driver Safety Week, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing resources for teens, parents, and caregivers to get teens ready for the road. This includes the 5 steps to get a Wisconsin driver's license. 1 is enroll in driver education. 2 is pass knowledge and science tests. 3 is apply for an instruction permit, also known as your TEMPS. 4 is schedule and take the road test. And 5 is exchange to a probationary driver license and GDL restrictions. You can learn more at wisconsindmv.gov/teendriver. And as someone that failed that driving test 3 times, I would like to remind you all that studying is incredibly important. Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Sportsman's Club, Team Seal Shooting Team is hosting an introduction to trap shooting. Never tried trap before but want to see what it's all about? Well, they've got coaches that will guide you through every step of the game, from safety to your very first shot. All equipment is provided, including shotgun, ammunition, eye, and ear protection. However, you are welcome to bring your own gear if you would prefer. This is open to all area youth in grades 5 to 12, with no experience needed. Come learn, have fun, and see why trap shooting might be your new favorite sport. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th at 2:30 p.m. over at 1039 North Airport Road in Phillips. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct. Savannah Tomi Olson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underly. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underly did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Brumaine, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.